Greetings, Flesh Wound Horror Freaks, and welcome to a brand new episode of Flesh Wound Horror. I am Daniel Shine, and that is Todd Loya.
What's up?
So we're here tonight. We've got a very special interview with Stephen Kostansky, the director of the brand new film Psycho Goreman, which you may have heard us talk about. He also directed Leprechaun Returns, did a fantastic job with that. The Void.
Father's Day, Manborg, tons of Astron 6 shorts that they all did. So,
yes, he's built up quite the resume in a relatively short amount of time. So we were honored that he would join us to talk a little bit about Psycho Goreman.
And that's just his directing work, not his other stuff.
Yes, yes. A lot of impressive stuff. And we really hope you guys enjoy the interview. We enjoyed having him on. So without further ado, Stephen Kostansky.
Well, first, I mean, I'm a huge fan, going back to your Astron 6 stuff. We've all already seen this on the show and we loved it. But I mean, where did you come up with the concept of Psycho Goreman?
I mean, I had ideas from this movie rolling around in my head for quite a while. The main one being a monster sitting at a drum set. I don't know why I liked that idea. It just made me laugh. I didn't know what to do with it for the longest time. But then after I did Leprechaun Returns, I was watching movies and I was watching Rawhead Rex. And I started just like in my head riffing on the idea of like what you could do with this base concept of like an ancient evil being resurrected. Because I thought there's like so many weird places you could go with that outside of just like the standard, like, you know, straight line A to B of like monster terrorizes town, monster gets defeated. And so I just, I don't know, where it came with the idea of like matching it together with a kid's adventure movie. And I just liked how those two genres did not fit together, like the horror fantasy sci-fi genre of something like Rawhead Rex with like E.T. Or Goonies, like something that's a little more like family friendly and optimistic versus something like kind of dark and ominous. And so it was those like kind of clashes that made the idea really kind of come together in my head. I just like the idea of like this evil monster being paired up with some little kids and just going on weird adventures together and just always like finding ways to take weird left turns and try and kind of put a twist on what the expectations were with that kind of story. And so, yeah, it really all just came out of that simple base idea of like mashing these genres together and seeing what would happen.
I have to ask, is there any possibility that we might get a Death Trapper action figure? Because I feel like we all need it.
I mean, Death Trapper's pretty great. I mean, there has to be. All of them I designed with the intention of them maybe being toys at some point. And we did put out an announcement today that we've partnered with a company, Plastic Meatball, who's doing toys for the movie. Right now, there's just a PG and a Pandora. I think we're going to see how those pan out and if the response is good, which so far it seems to be great. I imagine we'll do more. It'd be nice to have a full line of the entire Paladins Obsidian. because, yeah, all those guys translate into action figures. I feel like that speaks to like my design process on the whole movie was every character I approached it as like, what would Kid Steve see on the shelf and want to buy? immediately like throw his dollars down to grab. And so that was all the creature design logic for me, was just like make everything bold and crazy and weird. And like you look at it and you want to know what the story is behind that guy. And so, yeah, long story short, I'll try to get a Death Trapper figure going for you.
Yes, you've got a pre-order.
Nice.
What was it like for Nita Hanna, who was fantastic, by the way? What was it like for her on set with all the creatures? What was it like directing her?
She did not seem fazed at all by anything. She kind of came in locked and loaded to be Mimi already. Like, that's already her personality, and she will fully admit that. And she just came in with such a like professional attitude, which was really mind blowing. It's not a thing you expect from kid actors, but she had so much experience. And the same goes for Owen and Scout as well, who played Luke and Alistair. Like they knew what was up, and there was no like, oh, we got to hide this body because they might get freaked out. It was like, nobody cared. Like they'd seen way worse things. It seemed like they were not fazed by anything. And that was the attitude that I wanted the kids to have. Like that's the spirit of the movie, is like that these kids aren't really that fazed by anything PG does, like nothing freaks them out. And so they came in already with that attitude, which was super awesome. They were so professional and worked super hard and became the mascots of the movie pretty much, because everybody saw their energy and their professionalism and was like, we got to keep up with these little kids because they're making us look bad. So yeah, I would show up to set being like, what are we doing today? And Nita would tell me what's going on because she memorized the whole script. So that's a testament to what a hard little worker she is.
Yeah, I mean, you brought up the toys and the toys, but the creature designs, I mean, your makeup, are the creature designs and everything are just so beautiful. I mean, it's good to see a creature feature like this and the way you combined, you know, the genres and everything together in one. It felt very world building. Are we going to see more?
I'd hope so. I mean, the response so far has been so good that I would love to keep going in this universe. I feel like there's lots more that can happen. I mean, I've been writing down ideas for stuff and ways to expand upon this. So whether it's a series or another movie, I've been telling everyone that at the very least, we have to do 12 more things so we can get to PG-13 and then the joke will finally read the punchline. So at the very least, you got 12 more PG-related things on the way.
I'll throw this out there. We would love to see a Psycho Gorman Christmas special. Just throwing it out there.
I think that makes a lot of sense. Holiday, yeah, like the Star Wars holiday special, but for PG. I'm into it.
PG vaporizes the tree and has to then save Christmas. Or
no, he'd make a tree out of people's body parts naturally. Parents would send him out to get a tree and he would just go house to house murdering people.
Yeah, the performances were really fantastic. We had talked about it on the recent show. This was one of the best movies we've seen in quite a while.
Thank you.
And we're very excited. Has it been frustrating for you with the world situation right now, not being able to obviously get it on as many screens as you'd like?
Yeah, I mean, this is a movie that I feel like is made to be watched in a theater with a crowd. Like, it's such a like energy building movie. Like, it's even like down to the score. Like, I wanted everything to be so anthemic and almost like a concert at times. And so to not have that really sucks. But what are you going to do? Like, we're not going to sit on it forever. Like, we're not going to wait until it's safe to go back to theaters, because, you know, who knows when that'll even be. So I'd rather the movie got out there and people enjoyed it in the way that they're able to enjoy it. And I mean, if it's popular and people like it, there's nothing stopping us from doing revival screenings like down the road. Like, maybe, fingers crossed, by like this Halloween, maybe things will be kind of okay, and then we can just blast theaters with the special like one-off PG screenings and everybody can go and enjoy it in a theater the way it's meant to be seen. But that's not to say the home viewing experience won't be great, because we are going to have a nice Blu-ray and DVD coming out, I believe in March. And so for like physical media collectors, which Todd looks like you are.
Yeah, yeah.
We both, yes.
I think people are going to be excited about what we have coming. There's going to be some good bonus features, multiple commentary tracks. So it's I'm glad that the distributors, RLJ and Raven Banner, are both totally on board doing a physical release. There was a period of time where it seemed like that wasn't even going to be a thing anymore, but it's great that there was no question with this movie. So, you know, we'll have a nice physical media release, and then it'll come out on Shudder in May as well.
And it hits digital this Friday.
Yes, this Friday is like theaters, wherever theaters are allowed to be open. I guess drive-ins as well are going to be an option in some places. I believe RLJ has a website that you can go to see kind of where it's available. And then also, yeah, like digital download, like video on demand type stuff. It'll be available this Friday to watch.
Well, we highly recommend it here at Flesh Wound Horror. We absolutely adore this movie. And anybody, if you get a chance to see it in theaters, please do. But anyway, you're going to see it. It's going to be special. We guarantee it.
All right, real quick before we let you go, I know we're about to be out of time. I know you have, you're working on the Dawn of the Dead series. Do you have anything else coming up you want to let us know about?
Just to clarify, it's the Day of the Dead.
You know what? I've done that three times today. I'm sorry. Yes,
fine. The guy on the show, like a guy on the show, got me a Dawn of the Dead poster. So stuff that happens. As far as other stuff, I'm just working at the shop doing effects right now. You know, trying to lay low a little bit, what with the state of the world. But yeah, doing effects on Umbrella Academy season 3 and The Boys season 3.
Oh, very cool.
So, yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for coming on. Great talking to you. Hopefully, yes, we'll get to do this again someday.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Yeah, definitely. All right. Well, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Great chatting with you guys. Till next time.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Well, that was Stephen Kostanski. Again, guys, you definitely want to see Psycho Goreman. And for some reason, if you haven't seen his other films, definitely check them out. He's a very diverse filmmaker, and we were very happy to get that interview.
And if you haven't listened to the review of Psycho Goreman, you can go check it out. It's available now on Flesh Wound. Right now?
Yes. Listen to them both. Make it a Flesh Wound double feature. Double the hat, double the fun. On that note, be sure to like, share, and subscribe here on YouTube. Guys, it really helps when you hit that like button, so please do. Also, fleshwoundfeatures.com, patreon.com/fleshwoundfeatures, where we have early and totally exclusive and uncensored content. We've just put up some new stuff. So you get a lot. It all starts at just $1, and we give you your money's worth. We are very shameless, and there's a lot of shameless things on there that will entertain you. So we're good clowns. What can I say? So support us on all the social media bullshits is one Pugs Dread would say. And you guys have a great night. Go watch Psycho Goreman. I tip my hat to you.
Good night.